Thank you, Jesus. You know, before we get to the ministry portion of our breakfast, we like to get the business out of the way so that we can minister unencumbered. And if you all, in your little envelopes, you'll find your little white piece of paper for your prayer requests. If you finish writing those up and put them in the little blue bag on your table, we will collect those and pray over them after the praise and worship. Do we have any first-timers here? First-timers, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome. Welcome. And out-of-towners, I know we have people from Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania. How many out-of-towners do we have? Non-Morgantowners. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We do want to let you know that there are reduced room rates for these Magnificat meals. If you know people coming from out of town, they can get a less expensive room. So keep that in mind. Katie mentioned the Rosary Blanket of Prayer on the 29th of every month. It's so important. Each Magnificat chapter across the world, and they are across the world, has one day of the month. There's over 70 chapters and several, and I think 14 in formation. And each chapter gets, you know, a day of the month. So, you know, we're just keeping it going. It's a constant beating on the doors of heaven. The second Wednesday of every month at Fountain View Clubhouse, we have a chapter meeting one day a month on a Wednesday night. This September 9th will be our chapter meeting at 7 o'clock at Fountain View Clubhouse, so we invite all of you to come. And in your envelopes, the pink CD order form of today's breakfast, that will go to Regina Collitz right here, and she will be at the back table. Don't put those in the, take those back to Regina afterwards when you're done, and she will hook you up with ordering a CD of the talk. The scripture card was Stephanie's chosen scripture verse, so we're happy to be able to print that up and give that to you as well. Our next speaker, I want to say a little something about her. October 31st is Kathy McGinnis. Kathy is the coordinator of Magnificat International, the coordinator of the Central Service team down in New Orleans. But at the time we were being formed as a chapter, she was in charge of formation. She's a delightful woman, has a beautiful witness to the Lord in her life, and we look forward to having her come October 31st. Now, I do want to say a little something about our growth table, our visitation table, back here where you see Our Lady of Grace picture. There is a woman's, this is where you can find Bible studies, resources for growth. That's why we call it our growth table. In November, there is a woman's retreat down at John the 23rd, November 13th to the 15th, presented by Kathleen Dubois. I want to say a little something about this because this is what the title is, Unleash Your Inner Gifts. What are your God-given gifts? Why have they been hidden? What will it take to unleash them? Do you want to? Or do you want to receive one gift or all of them all at once? You know, you may be sitting there not knowing what your gifts are. This would be a great retreat to go and find out what your giftedness is. Every single woman in this room is gifted. And if you're not aware of what your gifts are, you need to get aware. Let me tell you, there is no greater fulfillment or contentment in this life than to know what your gifts are in the Holy Spirit and to put them at the service of the Lord God. Yeah, I'm a mother and a grandmother, but there's no greater, you know, fulfillment and contentment than to put your gifts, know what they are, and put them to the service of the Lord God. So that's a great retreat if you don't know what your gifts are. It's this November down at John the 23rd. It's a beautiful venue. At John the 23rd in Charleston. Yeah, it's a beautiful retreat. It's her diocesan retreat center, one of them, and it's a beautiful venue. So she was the retreat presenter to the priest's convocation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Praise God. Also, there is an Endow series at St. John's. Our Emily Pino, where's Emily? Emily Pino is presenting that It's on, uh-oh. Well, I forgot the title. I put the page that had the title on it over there so you would have that information. Mary, Mother of the Redeemer. And, you know, John Paul II wrote that, right? It's one of his encyclicals. He said, endow women to embrace Mary as the most excellent example of the feminine genius. I love that. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, girls, right? And so as our mother, we have that feminine genius as well. So go to that. That's on Wednesday nights, beginning this Wednesday at 7 p.m. at St. John's. Emily will be the presenter for that. There's a lot of ways to grow in faith. Also, Beth Moore will be at the Fresh Harvest Church on Canyon Road, Saturday, September 12th. It's a simulcast, okay? So that information's over there. Go over there. Go over to that table, look it up. There's prayer meetings. There's a wonderful second Saturday of every month women's Bible study. There's a Tuesday night Bible study at St. John's. All kinds of good stuff over there. So go over there and check it out, and you can grow in the Lord. Also on your tables, there's a blue email form. If you want your email, we'd like to start moving to what they call a constant contact, where we can, not so much constantly keep, easily keep contact at less expense via email. Let you know of our breakfast and send you evites. And if you would like to be contacted by your email, please give us your email so that we can begin a database for that. And there is also a Magnificat Intercessory Prayer Ministry, which is via email. It's for every chapter in the world. And if you have a gift, a call to intercessory prayer, it's a gift, put down on that blue your email. Put down IP beside your email, and we will contact you with intercessory prayer requests. And I want to forewarn you that the intercessory prayer requests that come, there's several that come every day, because we're looking at over 80 chapters throughout the world, who they're all funneled in. So you'll get 5 or 6 emails a day with several requests in there. So pray and ask the Lord if that's something that you want to do, that you feel called to do, to pray for the requests. Okay? And if you do, put IP after your email address, and we will add you to that list. Okay. We want to thank Gospel Missions. We're so thrilled that you come. Thank you. And I want our advisory board to stand up real quick. You know who you are. Don't make me beg. We don't have time to carry on. Why is Linda the only one standing? Please, our advisory board, everybody. Please don't make me beg. Donna, Gina, where is Gina? Please. Yes. Thank you. These women, our music ministry, if it wasn't for these women, we wouldn't be here today. Okay, it's not just us. You know, Bob and Irene, I mean, if it wasn't for these people, we would not be here today. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, because of registration, we like to reward one person in a lottery who registered on time. And how many people were in that lotto this time, Irene? Irene, 68 people. So you have like a 1 in 70 chance of winning a free ticket to Magnificat if you register on time. Yeah, we have over 125 people here, so, you know, that's a pretty good percentage to win. So we would like to present the winner. May I have the envelope, please? The winner of our free registration, you will get a free registration for a future Magnificat breakfast, is Ashley Faulkner. Come forward. Come on down, Ashley. Thank you, Ashley. Well done. We do have some special guests that we would like to mention today. Father Fred Byrne is here. He came down from Latrobe. Thank you, Father Fred. He was our past spiritual director, and it's always really special to see you. Thank you for coming. And Father Carlos Malacatan from St. Luke's Parish. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. We're delighted to have you. And really, we have some other special guests from Greensburg, our Greensburg sisters. We have Patty Holzer, Karen Douglas, and Kathy Hendry. They are on the service team of our Greensburg Magnificat chapter. They're dear women. They were mentors for us when we were forming, and we were thrilled to have you. Thank you for being here. So, ladies, we are thrilled to be able to continue to praise the Lord with you today. Thank you for coming. We're going to turn it over to Mary now, and she's going to introduce our next segment. Thank you.